The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.
The FT.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.
Hello and welcome back to the Arts Podcast. I'm Jan Daly, and with me in the studio are the poet, rapper and playwright Kate Tempest, the poet Jacob Sam LaRose, who is Artistic Director of the Shake the Dust Poetry Slam at the South Bank Centre as part of the London Literature Festival this month, and the critic Susie Fay. We're here to discuss spoken word, a form of poetry usually written to be performed in front of an audience and often associated with hip-hop. Spoken word first gained underground popularity within the black community in America in the 1960s and attracted more widespread attention in 1970 when Gil Scott-Heron released a recording of his spoken word poem, The Revolution Will Not Be Televised. So, Kate, tell me how you began.
Well, I was a rapper quite a long time. When I was about 16, I began rapping, and then I kind of fell into spoken word because there were these things called slams where you could go. My friend just told me about this thing where you can go down, tell your rap without any music, and you can win £100, basically. It was how I first found out about spoken word. I went and did the slam, and I won it, and I met all these poets who were putting on their own kind of spoken word nights, and they started booking me, and then I completely kind of fell in love with it and happily had a really good journey from that point to this point.
Jacob, what is Shake the Dust?
Shake the Dust is a national youth poetry slam, and it's all about engaging young people with poetry. Slam's one of those beautiful forms that challenges people or gives people an opportunity to get up and share their work, but also challenges them to listen to each other's work. And it's kind of, in its raw, pure sense, slam is like the democratization of poetry.
Susie, you've written so much in your career as a journalist about poetry that's published and is essentially on the page. So, this is a huge question, but can you somehow compare the experience?